Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. I am your host and the creator, and tonight's guest, Professor Jamila Franklin, the person who was originally scheduled to be on the show at the end of August. So I have a wonderful, wonderful guest in my spot at the beginning of August, someone else, someone new. And so I'm just having two conversations, metaphysical conversations with Professor Jamila Franklin back to back. So you will not hear me on the first Monday in terms of my own little spot. I'm doing two back to back. So it works like that. Sometimes in the age of technology, you know, things happen. We're having some technical difficulties with Blog Talk and some other things going on. But anyway, nevertheless, I will be giving up my first Monday spot to a person, Mr. Bill McKenna, who has a wonderful concept that I wanted him to share with you on August 7th, which is the first Monday. And then in September, we will go back to have the first Monday with metaphysical conversations with Professor Jamila. I hope that your summer is progressing well. Mine is hot and humid in Georgia, where I reside, as well as should be. So I tell people I can deal with the heat far better than I can the cold. I lived in Boston for 20 years and then in upstate New York for 4 years. Too cold. Don't like it. Never became accustomed to it. So I can deal with the heat. And all seasons are great because all seasons are necessary to provide us with the foods that we need. So, but anyway, for those of you who are new, I'm Professor Jamila Franklin, and I am a college professor of psychology, a certified Reiki master, practitioner and teacher, certified aromatherapist, teacher and practitioner, certified metaphysician, teacher and practitioner. And I'm also in energy medicine, teacher and practitioner, and I am a holistic life coach, spiritual life coach, and a therapist. I do counseling for families, individuals, corporations, students. I've counseled all types, all groups. And I just love, love, love. I have a passion for empowering people. That's my mission, and that's my purpose here on this planet. Each of us has a purpose, and that's what I'm going to talk about tonight. And I knew from early on that I was going to be a teacher. When I was 5 years old, and I mentioned this a couple of shows back, I would sit on my mom's couch, and my little feet could not even hit the floor. I would be dangling my feet, teaching the children in the neighborhood how to read. I was five, and they were younger. I just loved that. I loved imparting knowledge and teaching and helping others. So that is the reason why I created this show, to give people information about topics and show you solutions from a metaphysical perspective. So I also have clients in different countries, and I will have my infomercial come up during the show. I have a wonderful blend called Peace Be Still. So if you're having anxiety or panic attacks or full of fear and you just don't know what to do, you're feeling overwhelmed because of finances or personal relationships or jobs or children, whatever the issue may be, the Peace Be Still, which is a blend that I created because I'm a certified aromatherapist, really takes the stress off. And you do not have to take it by mouth. You only put it in the palms of your hands and you breathe it. You put it around your neck, your armpits, and the bottoms of your feet. And it gets in your body within 10 to 20 minutes and stays in your body for up to 10 hours. And it only has 3 essential oils in it, and it is non-toxic. And everyone can use it except a pregnant woman, because it would help the baby come early. So if she's overdue, she would definitely need to use it. And I provide counseling services, as I mentioned before, to different groups. So feel free to give me a call if you would like to make an appointment. My number is 770-882-7347. And when I have my infomercial come on, it's going to give you my website. So you can go to my website and look up all the things that I am passionate about, and call me to set up an appointment, and we can take it from there. And I will be so excited to hear from you and to help you navigate through life's challenges, because we need a coach. Oprah has 4 coaches. So for people who are struggling, not having a coach is not in your best interest, or a therapist is not in your best interest. And I do both because I have advanced degrees in counseling psychology. So having said that, I would love to hear from you. So call me at some point so we can set up a time and I can work with you over the phone or in person. And, you know, Skype and WhatsApp. I mean, there's so many ways that we can communicate nowadays, which is wonderful. That's when technology is working for you and not against you. Okay. So we're going to talk about your life and what's going on in your life and speaking truth to your dreams. Again, we're going to talk about speaking truth to your dreams. A lot of times, what I've found, and sometimes people may think that these topics are redundant. They really are not. They really are not. It's just like when you read a very good book. The first time you get one message. The second time you get a completely different message. And the third time you get an even more different perspective. So each time we talk about topics, we're giving you different layers and having you come to a deeper understanding of the issue at hand. So it's not the same thing, even though it may seem like it's the same thing, but it isn't. It's just like when you hear a song, you hear a couple of times, each time you hear something that you didn't hear the first time, depending upon your state of consciousness. So speaking truth to your dreams is covering that, because I think most people would love to be in a place in which they are manifesting everything that they desire. But then what I'm going to do, and tonight you're going to be my honored guest, and I would love for you to call in to ask questions and to make comments. That would be really, really wonderful. So the question is, ask yourself the following questions. Am I living my full potential? If today were my first day on the planet, how would I live my life? What would I do differently? what would I do in terms of my health, personal relationships, finances, career, and health goals? So these are some of the questions that I would like for you to ponder. Because as Coach Greta, who will be on the show next week, always says, if your life is not where you desire it to be, then something is not in sync. And using Abraham Hicks' philosophy, you're not in the vortex. Or using Florence Scovel Shinn's philosophy, you don't understand the game, the rules for the game of life. Because according to her, and I believe that this to be true, life is a game. And most people don't understand the metaphysical nor spiritual rules of the game. So what they do is they talk against themselves. They do not speak truth to their dreams. What they do is they talk about all the ways in which something cannot happen. So what we're going to do tonight, and you can just join me, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And you can talk to Professor Jamila Franklin, the host and creator of the drumroll, Higher Consciousness. So, okay, we're going to have a little intimate discussion about, are you speaking truth to your dreams? So let me repeat that. Are you speaking truth to your dreams? I need for each person who's listening to write out your 6 month, 1 year, 5 year, 10 year plan. And on this, and this is something I've done in workshops, on this what I want you to do is say, okay, career, and then personal, and then health, and then education. So education, career, personal, health, finances. So those are five categories. And for each of the five, you should write out, what do you intend to do 6 months from now regarding your career, regarding your finances, regarding your health, regarding your education, all those five areas I named? What do you intend to do 1 year from now? What do you intend to do 5 years from now? What do you intend to do 10 years from now? So now let's just look at it. Just scribble something down now, and then look at what you've written on the piece of paper. And as they say in Christianity, faith without works is dead. So people will, especially very, very, and this is not to cast aspersions on religious people, but religious people will say, well, the Lord will make a way when they want to do something in terms of like buying a house. But they haven't talked to a housing counselor. They haven't worked on getting a down payment. They haven't gone shopping around to look to see what the market has, what's in the pool out there in the market. So they're just sitting by idly, like a house is going to drop out of the sky. And it could. I mean, you know, defying the laws of physics, if you get beyond the third dimension, anything is possible. But for the most part, most people don't have that kind of consciousness to materialize a house, to drop it from the sky. If they had that kind of consciousness, they would not be having financial issues. So the thing is, okay, if you intend to buy a house, which is speaking truth to your dreams, but you're not doing anything to put that in place, most people don't know what they're going to do tomorrow. So to talk about 6 months, a year, 5 years and 10 years, to them it's just it's beyond their comprehension. So what happens is yeah, stay in the now. Everything that you're thinking about in the future, you know, you have to bring it into the now moment and see it as though it's happening now. But then you have to have something. You have to give the energy or the universe energy to work with. So if you don't have anything in place, the universe has absolutely nothing to work with. It's dormant. So then are you speaking truth to your dreams? So a year from now, nothing has happened. You haven't gone back to school to get that degree, if that's what you said you need. You haven't released the weight, if that's what you said that you desired to do. You haven't, you're still at the same job, even though it's stressing you out. And then in terms of your personal relationships, you're in a toxic relationship. So a year from now, everything looks the same as it did a year before. So you wrote out your dreams on a vision board, but you're not speaking truth to your dreams, because the one-year plan and goal looks the same as your current reality. So some people say, well, you know, a year from now things will change. Nothing can change if we don't change. If we don't give the universe the impetus or the signal that we desire to have change happen, and if we don't put energy out there to make that change happen, then nothing will change. So we have to say to ourselves, okay, what is the truth? Why is it that I am not doing anything with this? Why is it that I've said I wanted a house, but I haven't talked to housing counseling? I said I wanted to release weight, but I'm still eating toxic food that have loads and loads of empty calories. I said that I wanted to have a better relationship with myself, but I'm still in a toxic relationship with someone else that's making me feel worse. So are you speaking truth to your dreams when you do that? And then we start blaming everything. Well, I would get out of the relationship, but she's helping me pay the bills. Or he's covering his part of the rent that I can't afford at this point. Or the job market isn't stable enough, so I don't need to change jobs at this point. Or the economy is so unstable that I can't do things that are going to nurture myself or set aside some money. So then 5 years, okay, years passed, 5 years show up. Same scenario. You've expressed your dreams, but you're no further along than you were 5 years before because you're not speaking truth to your dreams. The truth is, you need to do something different. The truth is, you may need to go out if you want to change jobs and take a course in the evening to enhance your skills. The truth is, you may need to have a mentor to help coach you through trying times, someone like myself, to help coach you to keep you on track, because a lot of times we have good intentions, but we need to have accountability partners. And when you have a coach, a life coach, then that's that person's role to help keep you on track so you can achieve the goals that you state you would like to achieve. So speaking truth to your dreams, it just means sitting down and getting very honest and very real with yourself and saying, okay, my life can change because I and I alone can determine what I would like to do with my life. And not how, because the hows sometimes are not that important. And sometimes you don't know. Some of the hows are important. Like if you want to teach in public schools or whatever, you have to have at least an associate's degree. So that's how you're going to get in there. Or if you want to teach as a substitute, not as a full-time teacher. So certain things are just kind of cut and dry. Like if you know you want to have certain kinds of jobs, they require a certain level of expertise or a degree. So that's like a no-brainer. But then for other things, you don't need to be concerned with the how. All you need to do is start putting one foot in front of the other, because the universe loves action. I know you've heard that before, but it's true. It loves action. So if you're dormant and not doing anything, if you're a couch potato, if you're looking at Netflix, or, you know, if you're just hanging out in a mall or watching television all the time, and you see the world passing you by and you're becoming frustrated, it's only passing you by because you have not gotten on top of the carousel and you are not riding it like everyone else. What you've done is you've checked out. And I've seen people who have checked out because they're tired, they're overwhelmed, they're frustrated, they are having so many issues that they would just check out. But then if you check out and you don't participate, that's giving the universe no energy, no momentum. So it's okay to take momentary breaks, you know, to rest, to grieve, to reestablish your priorities. That's normal. That's part of the human experience. As a matter of fact, I think people should take breaks and take rest periods. That's what Yeshua did, the name for Jesus. That's what he did. You know, he would take time away from his followers and go up into the mountains and just have time to just reflect and to meditate. Because if you're constantly out there in the public and you're constantly doing things for your family and you never take a breather, then you can't really speak truth to your dreams, because sometimes you don't even know what your dreams are. You're constantly in motion. You're constantly doing things. So you need to take a break. My prescription is that everyone should take a break, sometimes on the weekends, but sometimes during the week. Give yourself permission to just get off the busy merry-go-round. Give yourself permission to take time for yourself, because in order for you to speak truth to your dreams, you have to know what your dreams are. Like I said before, you should have 5 categories, and in each category you should have a 6-month, 1-year, 5-year, 10-year plan. But some people have not even done that. They keep it in their heads, and that's not the place to have it. You need to have it on paper so you can look at it. So that will keep you focused. That will let you know when you're off track. If you're constantly doing, and not taking a breather, then you don't have time to reflect. And so you're burning up all your energy, and you're burning the candle at both ends. So I suggest the first thing to do is to take time off, to stop, and then begin to reflect, to have time to yourself, take a walk. Men and women take a walk. Males and females take long, luxurious baths. And just, because that's your alone time. And you can just listen to what the universe has in store for you, rather than going, like I said before, and being constantly busy. By stopping and taking time off, you have a chance to really, really do soul searching and to reflect. So standing still, I think, is really good in the midst of the swirling chaos and things out there. And you know what I found? It's when you take time off and come back, everything is still the same, but you're different. So speaking truth to your dreams means you are going to begin to speak truth to your goals and to who you are. You're going to take time out for you and really, really come up with an action plan. A plan that is, and you can change it. So 6 months from now, you can say that you want to have certification in one area, and you then may decide that that's not what you desire to do. You may decide that you want to go into a completely different area, and that's fine. The thing is that at least you have a framework. You have something that you can look at. Whereas if you don't have anything in place, you will look up a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and you will see that others who had a plan are achieving certain kinds of goals, And you have it. Not that you don't have the potential, but it's because you never put it down in writing. And when you don't put something down in writing and keep it all in your head, then it's just where it stays in your head. It doesn't become, a lot of times people are not able to implement it because the brain likes to be able to see things, to have something that's concrete so it can see, so it can grab and latch onto it. So speaking truth to your dreams, give yourself the permission to think completely out of the box. You know, just say, okay, I'm going to think very, very expansively. I'm going to say a year from now I'm going to travel overseas. That's in the personal area. A year from now I'm going to say that I'm going to work out in the gym and be totally fit. A year from now I'm going to have completed writing my book. So all these goals, you set these goals and then you can look at them. And every day, in those five categories, you give life to it. You start a process that I've mentioned a lot of times on the show. It's called scripting. And by one of my mentors, Dr. Joyce Reynolds, came up with this wonderful technique where you write your dreams and you write them as if they're happening now. Not in the future. You don't say, I will be an accomplished author in a year. You say, I am an accomplished author, and you claim it in the now. And I'm writing best-selling novels, blah, blah, blah. And then if you finish that and you decide you want to change to something else, you can modify it. You can always modify it. But the thing is, if you don't have something in place, guess what? You cannot modify it because you have nothing written down. So speaking truth to your dreams means that you are going to come up with an action plan. You're going to come up with something that's going to be that's going to motivate you, inspire you, and cause you to get excited. Like for me, I was with an accountability group, a mastermind group, and that's really good too. If you want to speak truth to your dreams, establish or join a mastermind group. Mastermind groups are so phenomenal. They help you come up with the idea to have support from people who are like minds, and they believe in you, and they speak truth and life to your dreams. They say, oh, yeah, Jamila, you can definitely accomplish that. Oh, yeah, I support you, as opposed to, oh, you know you can't do that. No one in your family has ever been an author or a writer. What makes you think that you can? And it's going to cost you a lot of money, and no agent is going to sign you. Now, those people are not speaking truth to your dreams, so why have them around you? I know years and years ago that happened to me. I was really desiring for someone to get on my support team as a cheerleader for me. And the person would always be a damper and throw water on my dreams. And I kept telling this person my dreams, hoping that the person would eventually say, you know, that's a good idea, and cheer me on. That didn't really happen. And I had something going on within me, an insecurity, to try to win the person over because I thought my dream was so phenomenal, everyone would support it. But remember, the pronoun is my. So it was my dream. It wasn't that person's dream. So the person didn't have the same enthusiasm as I did, which makes sense because it was my dream. But I kept desiring to have the person be a champion for my cause, and that never happened. So you don't need to have people believe in your plan that you put on the vision on the board that I'm talking about. They don't have to join it. That's not necessary. You are the only one that would have to join it, just you. It's not necessary for them to join it because we're trying to convert them and have them believe in our dreams, and they may or may not, but this is your dream. You're speaking truth to your dream. So you're taking time out to really crystallize your ideas and say, oh, wow, And you want to think completely out of the box. You want to think about things that you never, ever, ever thought would be a reality. You're going to think grand. Think really, really grand. And that's the wonderful thing about this, because you're going to allow yourself and give yourself permission to go beyond your limitations and your limited thoughts. So we're going to come back, and after this commercial break, we're going to really, really become more concrete about giving your dreams the life that they should have and speaking truth to your dreams. Stay with us after this commercial break. And I would like to
ready for a positive change? Professor Jamila Franklin, an accomplished holistic psychotherapist, certified aromatherapist, certified Reiki master, certified metaphysician, energy medicine practitioner, college professor, holistic life coach, radio talk show host, and published author is the person you're seeking. Ms. Franklin brings a wealth of experience and training to her current private practice in holistic health. Her holistic health treatments, workshops, and classes have been described as exceptional, compelling, transformative, and inspirational. Her specialties include psychotherapy, aromatherapy, Reiki, quantum physics, empowerment, energy medicine, neuroscience, holistic life coaching, and stress management. She's also the creator and radio talk show host for Higher Consciousness, a blog talk radio show which provides information to heal the spirit, mind, and body. So if you're ready for a positive change in your life, contact Professor Franklin to receive more information about her products and services at 770-882-7347 or visit her website, www.oyendeenterprises.com. It's spelled Oyende, O-Y-I-N-D-E, Enterprises, ENTERPRISES.com.
Welcome back to Higher Consciousness. I am your host, creator, and guest for tonight's show, Professor Jamila Franklin. As I mentioned at the top of the hour, my metaphysical conversation show, it's usually the first Monday in each month, but for August, I have a very, very important and special guest that I've given that slot to, so I decided to have two shows back-to-back tonight, and also because we have some technical difficulties earlier with Blog Talk. So I am your host, and we're talking tonight about Speak Truth to Your Dreams. If you would like to share the line with me, feel free to call in at 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And for those of you who are on the board already, all you have to do is press 1, okay? And see, sometimes I know people tell me, oh, I don't want to call in to talk. I just want to listen. Or I don't want to press the button to talk. I just want to listen. So for those of you, thank you very, very much, and continue to listen. But for those of you who would like to join in and tell me about your dreams, let's talk, and I can help you with actualizing those dreams, because that's what I do in my private practice with my clients. You know, I help them set goals and I help them realize those goals once they have been set. So feel free to call in, as I said, 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And you can call in again at 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Or for those of you who are on the board, just press 1 at your leisure and we can talk. So now in terms of actualizing your dreams, as I mentioned before, I have been talking about publishing my book, because I published a book back in 2007, and I have been talking So 10 years later, it's not going to take me another 10 years to write a book. 10 years later, in 9 years later, because I published in 2016, but it's really taking off now in 2017, my book, Reflections of the Soul, and it talks about my life, and it uses my life to teach metaphysical principles. It's really very easy to read book. They have less than 100 pages, because I don't believe, for me now, with most books, that they need to be over 200 pages for me, the ones that I write. They need to be under 200, and this one is definitely under 200. It's an easy read, and everyone who has read it has given it 5 stars. So if you're interested in purchasing this book, which is very, very inspiring, motivational, and uplifting, you can go to my website, Oyende Enterprises, Oyinde Enterprises, ENTERPRIS.com, OyendeEnterprises.com, and you can purchase it. So, yeah, I had this dream, and I was speaking truth to my dream, but then life started to happen, because I started writing my book in 2012, and the book was basically channeled through spirit, by spirit to me. And I didn't want to reveal certain things. The spirit said, no, you have to, because it's going to be a teaching tool for people. So it's not a traditional autobiography. It's a memoir, and that's what it is. It's a collection of vignettes about my life, explaining certain principles and certain ideas and certain principles. And so I went into enough details to show how I was able to overcome some things in my life because of the metaphysical principles that I used. But in getting the book out, I was, like I said, life began to happen and I got distracted. But I was a part of a mastermind group, which is the point I made earlier, and that really helped to a great degree because we held each other accountable. So I had those goals in those 5 areas that I mentioned, but having the mastermind group reminded me weekly, okay, when you go to the group on the phone, because we had it over the phone, when you talk to the people over the phone, you're going to report in, and they're going to want to know exactly what you've accomplished. And we were holding each other's feet to the metaphysical or allegorical fire, so people knew that you had checks and balances. And that's what's good about speaking truth to your dreams, because when you have checks and balances, it's not that you're out there being a philosopher about, oh, I want to change the world, I want to do this, I want to do that. It's not just about all that. You then know that a person may say, okay, if you want to write a book, but you don't feel comfortable with your writing at this point, maybe you need to take a writing course. So having mastermind group, they bring some clarity to your vision, because we can have lofty ideas. Like I said, if you wanted to buy a house but you haven't seen a financial counselor or gotten information about how you would fare for a loan, if you haven't done any of that, then you're not speaking really truth to your dreams. You're dreaming, but you're not speaking truth to it, because you're not putting the effort into your project, so it cannot materialize because you have not put the effort in. So when we're speaking to our dreams, we have to really, really become clear. And as I stated before, writing things down will definitely help you become clear. And putting them on paper, you know, a lot of times I've had people who say that they still like to do things in a traditional way rather than doing it on the computer. they like to have a pen or pencil in their hands and have and be able to see the letters form on the piece of paper, and that to them helps them create things faster. I used to be like that, but now it seems like I've become somewhat literate with computers. It just comes to me faster if I'm typing it on the computer than if I'm writing it by hand. I'm not sure. And I used to hate putting things on the computer. But now I have flipped, I guess because I teach at the college level and I'm on the computer so much, grading papers and correcting papers, that now becomes very easy for me to do. So, speaking truth to your dreams, how are you going to implement your dreams? Like I said, do you have something in place? Because I think you don't need to know all the hows, but say, for instance, if you desire to move to another state, then you would need to do some background information about where you intend to live. You would need to do some background information about the area, and if you're going to rent, the cost of the houses or apartments, if you're going to buy the same thing. So you have to do the preliminary work in terms of speaking truth to your dreams. Can't just dream and be a visionary and not have some kind of plan that you desire to implement. Because it won't get off the ground. It's just like you're just a visionary and a dreamer. However, the dreams never manifest because you're not putting in, like I said at the beginning of the show, you're not putting in the necessary energy and effort to have it happen. So you have to really come up with something that's going to move you closer and closer to the goal that you desire to achieve. And that takes, like I said, taking time away, sometimes having a respite, having time where you're just alone with nature. And it helps you get so clear when you're walking in a forest or when you're walking along the beach, smelling the salt in the water. You become just crystal clear about your next steps. You have no wavering, you have no doubts, but you don't have that, or you don't have the accountability partners, like with a mastermind group, or a life coach, like myself, or someone who is checking in with you, then you would tend to become distracted, and you can also become discouraged. So even though you want to speak truth to your dreams, if you don't have someone there coaching you or supporting you, sometimes it becomes really challenging to stay on point and to stay focused because you're looking at the house. You know I want to get a house, but I don't have good credit. Or I know I want to get a house, buy a house, but I don't have the financial down payment. And, yeah, that's true. You need to have something in those areas, but you don't need to have it all figured out. But you need to do something. You need to start at least looking at the house. You need to start finding out what the criteria would be to purchase the house. You need to find some of those things out. And then, because then you're what? You're speaking truth to your dreams. But if you don't do any of that, like I said at the beginning of the show, you're not building up the momentum that the universe needs to move through you to create what you say you desire. And speaking truth to your dreams means every day. I talk to myself all the time in terms of saying, what would it take? I ask myself what questions because they're empowering. Why questions are victimization questions. Like, why is this happening to me? Why does this always happen? What questions would be like, what does it take for me to complete my master's degree, if that were the case? For me, it's not because I have a couple of degrees. But what would it take for me to move to the other side of town, what would it take for me to encourage someone to live a more fulfilled life? So the what questions, once you raise those questions, and I want you to try this, it's very, very true. Once you ask the what questions, the universe goes out. And, I think Dr. Michael Beckwith mentioned this. Someone mentioned that. It goes out seeking the answers to the questions. So next thing that you know, a book might fall off the shelf. Or you may see a sign, a poster on the side of the bus. Or you may see something in an ad on television. It would be at the right time, you know? It would be at the right time with the right answers. It's like, wow. And just like I know people who go to church sometimes and they hear the minister preaching and they swear that he or she is talking directly to him or her. I know the minister couldn't have known this, and because the way that he or she preached that sermon, it was specifically tailored to my needs. And they don't know you. It's just that it was synchronicity. They happened to say something at the time in which you most need it, because it's helping you crystallize what you desire and getting back on track with your dreams. So it's helping you to stay encouraged. So speaking truth to your dreams means asking, like I said, let's go down the list, when taking a break from everything, to really getting real with yourself, three, asking what questions, and stepping back to see what the answers are, because they will be revealed. Whenever you ask a question of the universe, it always answers. It may not be how and what you would like, but you will always get an answer. So now when you crystallize your ideas and you ask the right questions, like Reverend Michael Beckwith says, a lot of times we ask unempowering questions, which are the why questions as opposed to the what questions. So we ask what is my next step? What should I do? The universe is going to reveal that to you. Like I said before, in a book that may fall off the shelf, or in an ad on the side of the bus, or a television commercial, but you will get your answer. And you're like, wow. You just comment, wow, that is so amazing, so wonderful. Wow, that I have my own personal guides and they're listening to me. Oh, yeah, that's what they do. You couldn't, like I tell people, you couldn't fire them if you tried. They came in with you, and they're going to leave with you. You're going to leave with them, rather. So, but you ask a question, expect the answer, expect it in a very novel, unique way, because it usually comes when you least expect it, but you know it's specifically for you. You would know. It would be just so tailored for you into the questions that you have about whatever you've been asking. That's if you ask what questions. If you ask right questions, more things will show up to have you think that you are a victim. So those are not empowering questions. So speaking to your dream, you're going to ask what? You're going to ask what questions? Right? So you continue to, every day, script, like I said about Joyce Reynolds' program, you're writing your dream as it is unfolding in front of your eyes. You're writing it as and using the same kind of energy that a potter would use, a sculptor. A sculptor has this big wad of clay, and you know, he or she starts sculpting, and that big wad of clay ends up being transformed to a beautiful, beautiful piece of art. Because the person was just consistent and speaking to his or her dream of creating something. So you look at what you desire and say, I'm going to wipe the slate clean, and I'm going to create from the space of all knowing that everything's possible for me, that in my areas of education that I put on the boards, career, health, finances, that everything is possible. And I'm going to wipe the slate clean and eliminate all the things that will cause me to fear and cause me to doubt. And you'll know when those things come up, because that other voice will say, the ego, oh, you know you can't buy that, or you know you don't have enough money for that, or you know that's not practical, you need to get something that's practical. So, and when we listen to that voice, we're not breaking any patterns. And we're not speaking to the highest form of our dreams, we're speaking to the limited version that our ego thinks that we can handle. So, and then it becomes very mundane, it becomes very rote. So we're not co-creating something spectacular and wonderful and just amazing, because we're staying in our comfort zone. And as long as you stay in your comfort zone, nothing will change, because you haven't shifted, beloved. You have not shifted. You haven't changed. So the things around you cannot change or shift until we do. So looking at your vision board again, or the construction paper, you can have the different goals for the different time spans. And then what you can do is say, okay, I got that. I have all that all together. And then you can expand on that concept, speaking truth to your dreams. So you have them all on a time frame on one poster board. Then you have a poster board for each area, for career, for finances, or whatever. And then you can really expand upon that consciousness or that concept. You can really expand upon it. So for your career, you can have something like green. And for your finances, you can have green for your finances. And for your career, you have maybe red, which means energy. You have a lot of energy to push you to that next level and to push you out of the realm of fear. So, and then you have one for your health. And you have one for education, which will be orange. And so for each of these dreams, just is taking the vision board concept to another level, because you actively are working on it every day with your scripting and with your adding or taking away pictures, whereas with most vision boards, you do them, you put them up for a month, 2 months, 3 months, or whatever, and that's it. You don't do anything else with it. So it's not a living kind of concept. It's where you put it in the corner. It hasn't moved. It's not going to move. And my mentor, Joyce, talks about the fact that if you have a vision board, I think she said for 3 months, and you haven't seen things happen in terms of manifesting, you need to take down that vision board and create another one, because the energy in that one is stale. And also, people really become very attached to the outcome. How is it going to happen? And they become nervous if it doesn't happen within a certain time frame. I know. I am guilty of that. Yay! Less now. Less so now. But, I mean, I used to tell the creator, you know what? I want patience yesterday. So it was funny, because my teachers, my metaphysical spiritual teachers on the other side would just look at me and say, oh, yeah, okay. That's Jamila. She's speaking truth to her dreams, but she's also trying to tell us how to manifest her dreams. And we don't need help. All she needs to do, her job is just to state with intention and focus what she desires. And we will bring it to pass. So what I've now learned is, despite the circumstances, to stay rooted in what I desire. Because the circumstances may say, okay, you would like to go to the islands, but you only have $10 in the bank. How is that going to happen? That's the ego. The ego always gets in there to make you feel doubtful, confused, ashamed, frustrated. That's the ego. and it has no relevance beyond the third dimension. It doesn't exist outside of the third dimension. So, ego is telling you the things to do and keeping you stuck in the third dimension, whereas where you want to go, you want to think outside of the box, which means you have to get rid of the ego or put the ego in check, because the ego is going to always tell you, okay, don't jump without a safety net. And jumping without a safety net but knowing that it's going to appear is the magic. That's the magic of life. Yes, magical. It's magical. So what we're talking about now is not just an ordinary kind of concept of vision boards. We're talking about to how to take this to the next level and how to speak truth to your dreams and know that despite the circumstances that you're going to be able to manifest, and you're going to be able to manifest great things. I've manifested 2 cars, brand new cars, a 2014 Kia and a 2015 Kia, with serious spots on my credit report. But I just stayed focused and knew that I had a peace about it, and I knew that it was going to manifest. I didn't know how, you know, but then I became just convinced that it was going to manifest, and those things did manifest. Everything that I've set my attention to and that has been on my vision board and stepped away from it without having an attachment, those things appeared. But the things I kept looking over my shoulder for to see if a package were coming or all that, those things either did not manifest or it took them longer because I was blocking it with my fear. So the thing is to really, really, really speak truth to your dreams and to say to yourself, okay, I deserve the best. I have a plan. I'm going to work out my plan, and this plan is going to help me get to my dreams, to my desires, to everything that I had envisioned for my life. I'm going to use this modified version of the vision board. I'm going to have 5 categories on it. I'm going to speak truth every day. I'm going to script and write as though the things are already in place. And I'm just going to sit back and watch. I'm just going to sit back and watch and see how wonderful and powerful I am as a co-creator. I'm just going to sit back and watch and speak truth to my dreams. I'm not going to have people come over and breathe negativity on my dreams. I'm not going to allow myself to bring negativity to my dreams. I'm going to keep it on a high vibration, 4th, 5th, or 6th dimensions, and just sit back and watch all the miracles manifest and unfold. And they're really not miracles. They're just common day occurrences which should be happening every day. So I am going to bid you adieu. And we had an hour show today. I was substituting for someone. But I enjoyed talking with you as always. And know that you're loved more than you could ever, 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 ever imagine. And next week, we have a wonderful, delicious show with Coach Greta. And she has something entitled, Your Orders from the Cosmic Kitchen. I just love that title. Love it, love it, love it. So but before we end, I'm going to have a brief commercial break, and then we'll come back.
Peace be still. The number one aromatherapy blend for stress provides relief from stress, sinus congestion, all headaches, depression, anxiety, panic attacks, hyperactivity within children, insomnia. Safe for babies, children, teens, and adults. Visit our website to order. www.oyendeenterprises.com. That's www.oyendeenterprises.com. or call us at 770-882-7347.
Again, always know that you're more powerful than you can ever, ever imagine. Tonight's show is Speaking Truth to Your Dreams. Do not let anyone, including yourself, and sometimes we're the worst offenders, talk negatively about your dreams. And if you have dreams, don't just talk about them. You need to have an action plan. I talked about this board, vision board, or whatever you want to call it, that has five categories. See where you desire to be 6 months from now, a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. A lot of people have heard about these things and say, oh, yeah, I know about that. But are you living according to your dreams? If you're not, then it's something that you are doing or not doing that's blocking you. So I've given some very practical steps this evening, or whatever time you're listening to the show, for you to shift and change your life and have the life you came here to have on this planet, one of joy, peace, love, and optimism. And know that it is possible. There is nothing that is impossible to you once you understand and really know who you are. You're a child of the universe. You're a child of the Most High, whatever you want to call that presence, Jehovah, God, Allah, Ola Damari, whatever. You are that presence and that being, and you're made in the image of that energy. So if that is who you truly are, then it means what? Nothing is impossible. So, as I said, we're going to have a brief show tonight, and I thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. And know that I love you, and send love to everyone out there in the listening audience. From around the world. We have listeners from around the world. And be safe. And until next week with Coach Greta's cooking up from the recipes and ideas from the Cosmic Kitchen. I just love that title. Love it. Okay. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the week. Namaste.
From my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.